Welcome to Matt Convert, the show about Bobby J, a little guy that bought a Macintosh computer and might just never be going back to the Windows OS again. Without any further ado, here's Bobby J.
Hello, everybody, and welcome again to Matt Convert. We've got a good show for you today. Today, first off, I wanted to thank everybody that's already visited the podcast, that's already visited the show. We want to first thank the folks from Dig.com. I got Doug 7 times, and it's something that I'm very proud of. Also, the folks from, iTunes and Podcast Alley, wherever you may be coming from, I dig you folks too. I guess that only works for the Dig.com folks. So I dig yous, guys. And for the Podcast Alley folks, I alley you guys. And for the iTunes folks, I tune you guys. Okay, that didn't really work. But, well, we've got a great show for you today. First thing I wanted to tell you is that we've got a new domain name I picked up last night. I was really excited about this, so I decided that we'd go to macconvert.us. So it's macconvert.us. It's also, you could also pronounce it macconvert.us. It's kind of a double entendre. That's one of those French words. I seem to be a little bit more cultured since I own a Macintosh. But anyway, and also I've got a new email address, and this is kind of comical. My new email address is Will, and that's the comical part because my name is Bobby J. But my new email is Will, W-I-L-L, at macconvert.us. So if you say it all together, it's Will macconvertus, Will at macconvert.us. So anyway, I just thought I would throw that out there for all you folks that are digging the podcast, the broadcast, or the podboard, or whatever you want to call it. So I'm just excited. I had about 30 downloads last night, so I was really excited. So, alright, we're gonna, again, this is Matt Convert, show number 2. This show is about a guy, me, Bobby J, and my trials, my tribulations, all the things that come about new computer ownership, as well as, I come from a kind of a unique perspective, because I've been a power user of Microsoft Windows for so many years. So it's just something that I wanted to share with you guys, because obviously a lot of the tutorials and things that you see online are only geared towards folks that are brand new newbies to the computing world, and that's not me at all. That's not my audience. I mean, it could be you know if you could enjoy listening to the show if you never picked up a mouse before, but really, the folks that should enjoy the show are the folks that are power users, or they really know their way around the Windows OS. But they're kind of the more, I don't know, I want to say the more cultured geeks, or the geeks that are a little bit more artsy, or want to just have something that seems kind of, just natural to produce content with, and that's a Macintosh computer. I found, at least that's what I feel so far. So that's kind of what this show is about, Matt Convert. I like to do a lot of things with the computer. I do flash animation, web page design. I do a lot of those types of things. So hopefully you will touch upon something that you guys will like. We'll run the whole gambit. If you want to programs that are used in order to make websites or flash animation or whatever. So we could talk about all that. By Matt Convert, I really have to kind of illustrate this again. I'm not a complete Matt Convert. I mean, I'm not gonna like totally say I'll never go back to Windows again. That's just not me. So there are some things that I can't do in the Mac OS, like syncing my Pocket PC. That's in installing apps on my Pocket PC. My Pocket PC is a part of me. I mean, I do a lot of things on that. I don't have the iPod. I'm sorry. But I do a lot of things on the Pocket PC, such as watching movies. I watch the full DVD movies, things like that, because I got the Dell Axiom X50V. That Pocket PC's actually got 16 megs of video RAM, which, you know, for a Pocket PC, I mean, quite not well. That's more RAM than my first real machine had, you know, overall. But, you know, so it's, I can't, you know, give that up. I still use Windows to work in Microsoft Money, although I may be migrating to Quicken because I got a free copy with the MacBook. That's something that I got. I still use Windows for things like news groups. I don't know if you're familiar with Roadrunner, where you guys are at. Roadrunner is a high-speed online through Time Warner Cable, or the Time Warner Company. Roadrunner offers the ability to post, you know, news to news groups, but also files, and to download files from news groups. I found that it's a more consistent download speed than, say, BitTorrent or anything like that. And plus, it's more anonymous and you don't have to actually be sharing your files, things like that. So I kind of like the idea of news groups, obviously not for legal purposes or anything like that. Okay, and anyway, I also, you know, I still use the Windows PC for you know, there's some good music production apps and things, and obviously the things I paid money for, I'm not going to just let them go to waste, so I still am using the Windows machine, although I tell you, this is day 7 of owning the new Macintosh computer, and you've probably been in the Windows OS twice or three times. So it's really, you know, kind of surprised me. I wasn't intent on converting or anything like that, you know, but it's just, I found it's something that naturally happens, you know, just as a part of that. So anyway, also, you know, Windows, I found so far at least, compared to Apple Mail or Entourage, which is the Outlook equivalent that it comes part of the Office suite of applications that's in the Mac OS. I found that they don't work very well with importing my contacts or doing anything with my contacts with the Pocket PC. So, unfortunately, you know, I still use, you know, contacts and syncing and stuff like that in the Windows operating system. So I'm not exclusive, although currently I do, you know, again, prefer doing things through the Mac. I find a lot of interesting things, really, about Mac ownership, especially. First thing is kind of the chastisement or the, you know, the shunning and the ridicule that you get from Windows PC people. And I never was this type of person when I was a Windows PC person. I never, you know, shunned the folks that liked Macs. There was Macs and there was PCs. But I found that there was kind of this attitude, and I want to equate it with maybe ignorance of the Mac and its capabilities. I mean, truly, it's ignorance, because usually what I'll find, you know, I like to compare it to maybe like the Christians, okay, back underneath Nero in the Roman Empire. You know, Nero, the dictator or the leader or the emperor or whatever, that like killed all the Christians, fed them to the lions. Okay, you know, I compare that sort of to Mac ownership. I mean, we kind of get chastised, you know, and ridiculed unjustly. The people really don't know what's going on, you know, until you kind of show them. And I kind of think it's funny, you know, that after we show the folks what the Mac can do, we kind of have our converts, you know, and that's kind of just this whole phenomenon that's just, it's taking me by storm. I mean, okay, examples of the shunning type things, these guys at my work, okay, they, you know, I don't know if this is because of this, but, you know, they're making my CD drive pop open, and, you know, just doing kind of goofy things, saying, oh, look what we can do with, you know, going through the windows and setting up group policies and remote connecting to your computer and stuff like that. I'm thinking in the back of my mind, you know, great, you've just exploited a great security vulnerability in an operating system for enjoyment. Yippee. But anyway, you know, so I am getting ridiculed, but I tell you what, it's something that I kind of, you know, take proudly. You know, equating it back to the Christian thing, I mean, it's kind of like I get to worship Jesus, you know, using the Mac or pray to God or whatever. But on top of that, I get to occasionally worship the devil and boot the Windows. So it's kind of the you know, joys in having the Intel-based Mac where you can still do the dual boot. You can kind of indulge now and then. So, anyway, at this point of the show, I think I want to start maybe reading emails, but I think that the show is still kind of early. It's early in the evolution of the show, so I don't have any emails yet, but you can email me again at Will, at macconverter.us. Will Mac convert us? I don't know. That's an email address. So, anyway, there's kind of a couple things where this show's a little bit longer running than some of the other podcasts, well, the other one podcast that I've done so far. I wanted to introduce maybe a geeky thing of the day or two. The first thing in this episode that I wanted to exploit was the sudden motion sensor. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but this is the thing inside of all Mac PC, all the MacBooks, that if you move your computer suddenly, you'll detect that the computer has moved, and it'll lock up the hard drive and prevent the damage to the hard drive. And people have exploited this technology, doing some things like, first of all, there's one that you can do called setting it up as a MacBook. And what I did was I downloaded a program called Virtue Desktop, and also a program called AMS Tracker. And I set it up so that basically when I smack my MacBook, I could change desktops. And it's kind of cool. If you guys want to learn how to do that, I'm not really going to go through that on this episode, but you can Google or go to the Google search engine and Google MacBook, SMACKBOOK, and all one word, and you'll get, there's a very good like CNET. .com. They did a very good video tutorial on how to set it up. Also, something that was fun with this little exploit of the sudden motion sensor is a program called Mac Saber, and it's for, you know, the really nerdy of us out there, the Jedis, you know. Basically, when you tilt your MacBook at varying degrees and varying pressures, it'll make the sounds of a white saber from the Star Wars movies. So, anyway. That was going to be something else I was going to introduce with the geeky thing of the day. If you want to set that up in your MacBook, Google Mac Saber, all one word, MacSaber, at Google, and you should be able to get an article or the download of that file. So I wanted to clarify a couple of things from the last podcast, if you guys were wondering. Again, I also introduced maybe a new section of the show, which is some things that I'm looking for into Macintosh computer. First of all, some things I'm still looking for. If you guys know it, please email me. A good freeware application that will download Usenet binaries. I talked about news groups a little earlier, and you know when you post files and download files from news groups. I just would like a program that would help with the facilitation of that, downloading and posting Usenet binary files. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, then, you know, just disregard this. But if you do, please send me an email if there's a good program, a freeware, preferably program on Macintosh that will do that. And also I wanted to clarify, you know, I gave a call out, you know, shout out to all my developers, developers. And said that, you know, you guys could make maybe a lot of money by making a karaoke app. Some other things that I really would enjoy, because I kind of, in listening back to the own podcast, I realized that I could throw a few things out there. A key changer is something where you can change the key up and down of the song. Vocal effects that you can add, like such as echo and maybe like reverb. Tempo changer that will change the tempo while maintaining the same key of the song. Singer rotations, adding singers, and output definitely to a second display, so you can queue up all your singers on one display, and on the second display you can actually have the karaoke. So that was something. Now, if we do get some developers that are interested in setting this up, ultimately, I mean, something as cool as a web broadcast where you could have interactively people have, you know, set up a small area internet where you can have one computer where the people browse through the songs. It can take their picture and, you know, they can pick their songs and, you know, test out the keys and kind of set up their own songs. And then basically another computer where you would facilitate the whole show. That would be kind of cool. And obviously, if we could save the favorites of those folks, their settings and their keys, and obviously tie those to a venue, if you do multiple venues, that would be cool. If you can't tell, I like to do the hosting of the karaoke. You know, and obviously with that second machine, the previewing function, where they could listen with headphones and kind of sing it a little bit and see if it's in their key. That would be kind of nice. So, anyway, those are some things. That I would like to see in the karaoke application. I also wanted to talk about myself a little bit, you know, why I decided to podcast, you know, just in general. I've been playing around with different podcasting ideas for about a month, doing some recordings. We may see some snippets and cuts and clips from other recordings in the future, I just like to entertain, I like to talk, and I like computing, so, I mean, basically, that's just a culmination of a bunch of things that makes sense for podcasting. So, anyway, my name is Bobby J, for you folks that are not aware yet. I would like to thank you guys for listening. Gosh, I mean, already we've gotten to the end, I think, of another good episode of Matt Convert. I would also like to solicit you a little bit, if you don't mind, if you could vote for me at dig.com. I think at the last check I had like 7 votes, and that's kind of sad, but I mean, it's good. I mean, I had 7 votes in one day, but then it kind of just died. So, and also Podcast Alley, you know, if you can go to Podcast Alley or Podcasting News, a place where you can vote for podcasts, you know, check out, see if you can find my podcast there. I mean, I submitted them to a couple of different podcasting feeds, so if you could vote for me, I would greatly appreciate it. Also, you can, from the website, subscribe with iTunes, Juice, iPod or X, any of your favorite aggregators. That would just be great. I would thank you again. I mean, hopefully you guys are getting as much about out of this show as I'm getting out of making it. I'm having a great time, so... I'll see you in a few days, maybe. Peace out, my homies.
Check out Bobby J on iTunes.com.